Hi everyone! We love our cell phones, don't we? When was the last time you used or looked at yours? Researchers say on average, Americans look at their cell phone more than 2,000 times a day. What powers a cell phone, the battery, is also a powerful tool to reduce carbon emissions, electric costs, and transform the grid to be more resilient in the face of severe storms. Today on Good Energy Now, we are talking about batteries and how energy storage is key to a cost-effective and clean energy future. Hey there, I'm Kristen Carlson, and my colleague Josh Castingay is here. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Kristen. How you doing?
I think this might be your favorite topic.
Pretty much.
I think this is like
I talk a lot about batteries.
You sure do. So energy storage, we are pioneering programs with home batteries, with bigger utility-scale batteries. They do so much.
It's the most flexible resource that I can think of we've had on the energy system.
So it's like a yoga master.
It's like a yoga master. What? Yeah.
Does that work?
I guess.
No? Yoga instructor?
Yeah, like a really
like a CrossFitter?
Awesome.
Is that
yoga.
More your cup of tea?
Yeah.
I can't. Okay.
It's all good.
So virtual power plants, that is a term that people are probably hearing a lot about these days. Time magazine featured GMP's work with virtual power plants that is directly lowering costs for customers. All right, so tell us, what is a virtual power plant?
Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, it's a power plant, but it's virtual because it's spread out, you know. So basically, we have a number of battery storage systems, small systems deployed in homes and other size systems on the grid and in businesses. And when you take all of these and you mass them together as one aggregate resource, they can look like a big power plant. We can leverage them to discharge energy right at the time that we need it. We can have them soak up energy right at the time we need it. We can also use them to do other things in the grid that benefit the quality of the energy out there. They're amazing.
Well, they're amazing and they are delivering results right now. So all of that stored energy that Josh was talking about has saved our customers up to $3 million each year over the last few years. And when we use all of that stored energy to make it really, really real, it's like taking more than 50,000 homes off the grid all at once. And right now we have more than 4,000 batteries in customers' homes through all of our programs. And it's really impacting the industry, Josh. So there's been a lot of interest from other utilities. Who are you hearing from and why are other utilities like, hey, what's going on over there in Vermont?
Yeah, I think that, you know, again, the beauty of the way that we've done this in partnership with our customers is like, is rolled it out. You know, we started with some pilots in the initial days to test the systems and everything, and they've worked amazingly well. The most important thing for the customer is they've kept their lights on during a system outage. But then number two, they're reducing a ton of cost for all of our customers. And of course, the carbon aspect, because when we're using those batteries is usually the peak energy demand time when normally the system is looking for fossil fuel generators in New England to run. We're able to use the batteries instead to reduce the amount of energy demand there. So all of that coming together and being proved out and proved to the point now where it is, we're just repeating and we're just going as quick as we can here has been a great case for others around the country and beyond, really.
Yeah, we've heard from Liberty in New Hampshire. We've talked with other utilities out west where things have been just heartbreaking due to the climate impacts. And what I hear from customers who I talk to about the program who are part of it is that sharing is caring. And they love, it's a very neighborly thing, is that the battery helps them, keeps them powered up. But it also helps their neighbor in lowering costs.
Yeah,
seamlessly.
That's exactly right. The model that the team here, GMP, developed is amazing because it lowers the cost of the system for you to put it into your home and make it more affordable to get it in there. It also produces benefit for the rest of all of our customers. And as I mentioned, it has that carbon benefit as well on top of that. So all of those things combined means your lights are staying on, you're helping reduce the overall carbon footprint of our energy system, and you're saving everybody in our system collectively money.
And it's seamless. So a lot of times our customers, I don't know what is seamless. I was trying to think of a clothing item that's seamless, but then that got weird in my head. But like, it just happens. There's no blank.
There's no blank.
Like, customers are like, they look at the app to know there's even an outage.
So there's a big difference between traditional generators at a home and how this works, right? A generator at a home had something called a transfer switch, which meant your lights go out. There's a physical switch that switches from your home to the grid, to the generator, and there's a blink that happens, everything, your clocks. Anyone have VCRs? Somebody has VCRs.
Oh, those lights I hope blink. So.
Yeah. They're still jamming. Remember those 12, 12, 12, 12?
Yes, yes. I feel like we still have VHS tapes, but we don't know how to play them anymore. Yeah.
And so the with the battery system, there is no transfer switch per se. There's no blink. It's very, very seamless, as you said. And a lot of times, in the same boat as you, I've had an outage. The only way I knew is because of the update I got from GMP and the Powerwall system itself.
It's amazing. So I know you like to think about what's next. And we're going to accelerate this work for customers so everyone can have a storage device who wants one. But you're also thinking bigger as like a layered, I was going to say like a layered sandwich. We go back to food here, but microgrid, resiliency zones, it really has benefits on the small scale and the large scale.
Yeah, it's an all the above approach. You need a mix. The systems in homes make a ton of sense. Not every home might be the right setup for one. So that's where the grid scale battery might be really important and help island a smaller area. And then the commercial side, different size systems will be important there. So it is a mixed approach with this incredibly flexible resource that's going to help us not only on the resiliency side, but just continue to operate the grid in a much more distributed energy future.
Batteries really do make things better.
I like that. Yep, that's
right. Batteries make it better. Thanks, Josh Castingay from Green Mountain Power.
Thank you very much.
And again, all kinds of info about our battery programs and other incentives available on our website, greenmountainpower.com, to help you switch away from fossil fuels and cut costs and carbon. Thanks for being with us. Talk soon.